Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
All right, so I look at Chris and I go, you have to introduce me. No. What do you mean, no? When I meet him, you have to introduce me. I'm not going to do that. Kristen, you drug me here. I want to meet them. I need this. Please introduce me. And she goes, I'm not going to do that. You are in a full body sweat and you have custard on your chin. I am not doing that. So we start fighting back and forth at the same time through the sea of America's Next Top Models. One at the helm, Trinity, stands up and she's like, who wants to dance? Turn down for what? And she starts playing the music and I'm like, us, Trinity, turn down for us, the two old hags, okay? We're trying to have a conversation about carpal tunnel and eye cream, turn it down. To which she does, and at the same time I look over and all the men are laughing, including Michael Vartan. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you like comedy. I'm your... that's cool. Then he starts to walk over and I'm like, oh, no, Kristen. And she goes, well, looks like you get your chance. And I'm like, chance for what? What's happening? What's happening? She goes, Michael, so good to see you again. This is my friend Nicole. You two have a wonderful night. Bye. And she walks away and I'm like, no, my life preserver's gone. No, come back. Hi. There's no blood rushing to my brain at this point. So the next three exchanges are me just trying to repeat what he's saying because I can't breathe and I cannot focus. So he comes up and he's like, it's a great party, huh? And I'm like, oh, it's a great party, huh? He goes, yeah, the caterers did a really good job on the food. And I'm like, oh, yeah, caterers make food. And he goes, so how long have you known David? I've known David for years. And I go, oh, well, David and I go years back. I have no idea who David is, by the way. I assume by process of elimination that he's the birthday boy, but I don't want to jump to conclusions, you know? So I'm like, oh, David. At this point, he realizes how freaking weird I am. So he's like, how do I get out? And he goes, well, it was nice meeting you. I have a dog to get home to, but enjoy the rest of your evening. And he starts to walk away, and I'm like, save it, save it, save it, save it, save the moment. And I go, I had a dog? And he turns around, and he goes, okay, what kind? And I go, here's my opportunity to play it cool. That doesn't happen. So I say, oh, well, I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Tootsie. She's 12 years old, though, now, so she's not really chocolate so much as she's gray. And a lot of people think I named her after that Dustin Hoffman movie, but I didn't. I named her after a bar in Nashville, but don't be confused. I did not name her after the dance move or the candy. And he goes, cool. That's so weird. And I go, oh God, this is so embarrassing. He goes, no, it's weird because I have a chocolate lab who's really old and super gray too. And I'm like, oh my God, do you have pictures? Oh. All the dog lovers in the room, you know what happens next, right? That is the one thing you can say to us to just get us involved, okay? Do I have a picture? Yeah, I do. So next thing I know, we're just showing each other pictures. I'm like, oh my God, your dog's in a beanie. And he's like, is that your dog eating ice cream out of a bowl? That's cute. And I'm like, I know, it's so stupid. And he goes, is she in a Kansas City Chiefs jersey? And I'm like, yep, she is. And he goes, cool, because I'm an Oakland Raiders fan. And I go, oh, well, looks like we already have a little bit of rivalry, eh? I don't know who this chick is, but she came to play. She shows up hard. I'm thinking, okay, we're good, smooth sailing from here. Then he goes, we should have a doggy play date. And I go, that's what I was thinking. I leave out the part where my dog is just like me. She's cute and approachable, but she's a bitch and a biter. You know what I mean? So like, I leave that part out. He goes, well, here, give me your phone number. So I take his phone, and this is when I realized the girl did not come to play because my hand started shaking and I forgot my phone number. And I was like, oh, she's back. Okay, okay, there's a 9 in it for sure, for sure. Is this a Nokia? Do they make Nokias anymore? I don't know. Then I remembered, I put it in and I was like, great. As I'm doing this, I'm bent over. My hair started to fall in front of my face and he takes it and brushes it behind my ear. Sweating and I was like, please, please, please don't let him smell the chocolate frosting seeping out of my pores. And he was totally cool about it. And he goes, it was great. And he goes, oh, you know what? I just realized I'm going to be in Vancouver starting Monday. Is there any way I could just take you to dinner tomorrow night, like 7 o'clock? Yeah. Let me check my schedule. You guys know I eat Nutella out of a jar, so I don't have a schedule. So I like thumb through my calendar and I'm like, oh, I can make room. Yeah, sure.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.